Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Group therapy is about coming together even when we are social distancing. And we're coming together today with our friend, Dr. Daria. She's a board-certified ER doctor. She's Harvard and Yale trained. She is a TV regular on CNN and HLN. And she is a friend to Jen and Friends. Dr. Daria, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Jen, you sound a little hoarse, too.
I do. But I swear it's seasonal allergies. I promise it's not the coronavirus.
Well, that's the hard thing. We're hitting seasonal allergies right now, too. So, yes, I'm not surprised. I'm sorry.
I know.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you. This pollen is unrelenting and totally tone deaf on what's going on around the country, right?
Seriously, somebody should talk to it.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so Dr. Daria, you joined us 1 week ago. How much has changed in just a week?
Jen, I don't really believe you that was a week ago. I feel like that was about a month ago, maybe a year ago. I think I've worked 4 additional ER shifts in the past week, in part because I was scheduled for some and in part because we were short some doctors who needed to be tested for COVID. And the reality is so much has changed in terms of what we know. Just in the middle of an ER shift, our guidelines change of who needs to be triaged and tested and who's sick and what's allowed in our counties and states. We really are learning as we go. And just think about it in your own lives, too, the number of changes we've had in our country just in a week alone. It's pretty shocking.
It is really shocking. So my first question for you is, if somebody feels sick, what are they supposed to do?
So this is a great question, and it depends on what state you live in. I was talking to the Georgia the commissioner for health, and in Georgia, what I am told is that some doctor's offices may have tests. So in Georgia, it may be possible that if you have symptoms, here's what I'm telling people. In most states, if you have the symptoms of COVID, now the difficulty with COVID is that the presentation can be so different, and we can talk about symptoms in a second. But if you think you have COVID, or especially if you have red flag symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, lethargy, temperature of 104, I want you to call your doctor, or there's a number the commissioner gave me, which is 1-866-PUB, PUB, Health, H-L-T-H. You're supposed to be able to call that, get a phone triage, and then they'll tell you if you need to get tested or not. What I'm telling most of my patients, and a lot of patients, I have colleagues in New York City, they can't get people tested at all. If they are not sick enough to be admitted, they cannot get them tested. So I'm telling people, if you are otherwise well, then for the most part, assume you probably cannot get tested in many states. Just assume you have it. Start self-isolating because you're the most contagious on that first day.
Okay, that's really good information. Mark, I know you've got a question for Dr. Daria.
Hey, doctor, what is the best way to deal with anxiety over COVID-19? Because you see a lot of people out there on social media saying, you know, I'm normally pretty even, pretty mellow, but my anxiety levels are through the roof.
Yeah, I understand that. I will tell y'all, COVID concerns me, yes, but you know, I'm not sitting here being anxious about it. The reality is the thing that everybody needs to do that combats anxiety is knowing what you can do. Because the worst thing for anxiety is uncertainty and feeling helplessness. Right. So what I would tell people, the thing you can do, the number one thing everybody can do right now is socially isolate. I know that feels like you're not doing something, but you are actively very, very, very much doing something. You are keeping yourself from getting sick. If you are the one person that prevents the spread, and we've seen that with COVID, it takes one person getting out and spreading it, and they spread it to 2 to 3 people, it becomes exponential. So by staying home, you are very actively doing something. So I want to tell people that, and I want to thank everybody who is doing that, because it is really hard right now to do. So you are not helpless. You are actually doing something very much. And then in terms of uncertainty, you know, who's going to get sick? Do we know? What we know, we don't know how long this will take. And how long this will take depends on how well we socially isolate people and how well we can test. Most people, again, will get better. And then in terms of uncertainty, people say, when do I know when to go in? Again, those red flag symptoms I know are what I said are when you need to seek care. Otherwise, just kind of self-quarantine. Most people, 80% of people, will feel uncomfortable. What I'm telling my patients, you'll feel bad for 5 to 10 days. You'll feel like you have the flu, but you will get better. So those are the two things, helplessness and uncertainty, helping combat those.
Okay. Awesome. Dr. Daria, you're going to be answering questions with us this morning. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. So text us your questions for Dr. Daria. We're going to come back here in 3 minutes, and we're going to find out the question that so many are texting in this morning, Dr. Daria, is about take or deliver is safe. And can that be transmitting the coronavirus? And what do we do to protect ourselves against it? We'll get to your answer coming up next on Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Group therapy is about coming together even when we are social distancing. And we're coming together today with our friend, Dr. Daria. She's a board certified ER doctor. She's Harvard and Yale trained. She is a TV regular on CNN and HLN. And she is a friend to Jen and Friends. Now, Dr. Daria, one text that keeps coming in is about takeout and delivery food. Is it safe? And if people have concerns about that transmitting coronavirus, what can they do to make sure that it's safe?
FDA is saying that it's fine if you want to do takeout or delivery. Other places like Harvard Medical School are saying, yeah, it's probably not worth the risk. So, you know, here's what I would say in general. There's really not a lot of evidence that the virus is transmitted via food. Yes, some people have found RNA or the RNA fragments of the virus in feces and stool. Sorry, I'm a doctor. I'm allowed to say stool, I think. Right, Jen?
That's right.
But there's not evidence that it transmits the infection. So what I'm telling people, what I'm probably going to do, I mean, the weekend's coming. We may do takeout. We may not do delivery because I think the delivery workers, God bless them, they're probably coming in contact with a lot of people. And I think maybe doing takeout may minimize the risk just a little bit. But what I would say is the infection could be spread via the container. So if you do takeout, bring it home, distribute the food onto your own containers, throw out those containers, wash your hands before you have the food. Those are all ways to mitigate. Of course, yes, the risk is the very least if you prepare all of your food at home. But of course, we need to have a little bit of risk-benefit balance. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. And Dr. Daria, I know Curtis has a question for you.
So Dr. Daria, how long do you think it would be before they find a cure? And also, is there anything that we can take over the counter to help prevent it?
Yeah, great, great question, Curtis. So there's a lot of different things that we're working on in terms of antivirals, different medications, different kind of breathing therapies. One of the places at my own hospital is writing a paper for the White House right now on breathing therapies. So I think we are learning so, so much. We know what to do for this, especially when this comes to young people and how to treat them. But it still could be a while, especially until we get a vaccine. So what again, most people just take care of yourself, supportive care at home, and it's the same therapies you would take care of yourself with the cold and the flu. I actually have drdaria.com/first aid is just, now that you bring it up, it's a little cheat sheet of what the different things, when to take the cough suppressant, when to take the different things to help you know to treat those symptoms. It's the same stuff you would take if you have the cold and the flu.
Okay. And we do have a bounce back link set up. Text Daria, that's D-A-R-R-I-A, Daria, to 51539, and we'll text you right back a link, and you can find all this information from Dr. Daria. Keep up with her, follow her on Instagram, because I know, Dr. Daria, you are definitely keeping everybody posted there all the time.
I am doing my best. I am doing my best to keep it really up to date right there on Instagram. So,
and Mark, you said that some text messages are coming in about how long this is going to last, right?
This coming in from the 404, I have a wedding scheduled for August the 2nd. At what point with the authorities and medical experts, at what point will the authorities and medical experts say, we're good now, things can go back to normal?
That is a very good question. And that is a question for which I don't have an answer right now, I'm afraid. The problem right now is, since we are not able to test people, we do not have any idea how many people are infected in our community. And that means it'll be very difficult to know when we hit that peak. You hear all this talk about flattening the curve. Well, we don't know where we are on the curve right now. We're really flying blind without testing. Once we have testing, and just a word of caution for everybody, because one of my friends had said, you know, I'm told we only have 3 cases in our county. Is that true? And I said, no, that is the fact you probably have 3 tests in your county and not how many people are ill. So once we get testing, we're going to see very high numbers. I don't want people to panic. That doesn't mean that the numbers suddenly rose. It means that there's a lot of people who have this right now who are doing fine and are not needing to get tested. Once we get testing, then the person asking this question about her wedding, we will have a better idea where we are and we can prognosticate that better. And I do hope that happens in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. So don't make any decisions yet about August. Wait a couple of months. We will know so much more in 1 month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Oh, Dr. Daria, thank you so much. I feel like we're all like sponges on this information. We're just thirsty for it. So thank you so much for providing it for us and for being a friend to Jen and Friends and Star 94.1. We so appreciate you. And we just wish you the very best as you go back and put in these long hours. Thank you for being on the front lines of this. Text Daria to 51539. And as always, thank you so much for joining the show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.